This is a CK to Z news update.
Several events in the next few weeks on Cortez Island are dedicated to or adding an element of fundraising for the blockades in the Ferry Creek area. Two of these events are both scheduled for this Friday, August 27th. Several Hollyhock employees have spearheaded an evening of fundraising called Ode to the Old Growth. It will be held from 8 to 10 p.m. under the Hollyhock Events tent beside the lodge. The evening features a spoken address by activist Sephora Berman, as well as performances from island residents and firsthand accounts from several who have been to the blockades. A small raffle will encourage donations, 100% of which will go to support the civil disobedience actions at Ferry Creek. When CK to Z News asked the Awakeneers, a local multigenerational band, why they are performing pro bono in the fundraiser, they sent the following statement, written by one of the band members. According to BC Forestry estimates, only 2.8% of trees in BC are between 60 and 75 feet tall. When it comes to the biggest and oldest trees, only 0.02% of trees in BC are over 75 feet. Think about that. 2/100th of 1%. Put 10,000 people in a stadium and they represent all BC trees. Only two of them will be over 75 feet tall. Just what makes clear-cutting them such an important thing to do? That, which is almost extinct, irreplaceably precious, and even sacred to many sane and sensible people, should be saved from destruction. This isn't about logging or jobs, money, politics, nationality, race, or religion. What really matters at the core of this is even more consequential. Humans must make peace with nature and learn to respect and honor the living essence of life. The statement read, Ode to Old Growth has invited to the lineup a Salt Spring Island musician, Luke Wallace, who has spent much of the summer in leadership roles at the blockades. In a short documentary video filmed at Ferry Creek by Sid Woodward and Alex Harris, which Wallace posted on his social media accounts on June 22nd, he said,
This blockade has always been about so much more than protecting old trees. That was what galvanized people to get out here, but very quickly it's developed into something far more necessary and beautiful, which is the overlapping and interconnected calls for justice when it comes to returning land to Indigenous people with no strings attached and no financial pressure, as is the case right now. It's about the overreach of RCMP and the violence that they continue to exert on Indigenous people. It's about the freedom of the press to enter into areas of public roads. It's about the freedom and the right to protest in public spaces. And of course, it's about protecting the final remaining ancient forests here on Southern Vancouver Island that has just been decimated. We're approaching 98% loss of the original forests. And these are banks of incredible biological data that can inform both what we can learn from the past and also give us a deep insight into how we need to live and be in balance in the future. To be part of a movement that's about not only protecting trees, but transforming the way that we exist together, that our society operates, that resources are managed and used, the way that we are in relation to the land. I'm so inspired and fired up to be out here because it's a way to really step up and build the system that we want to live in and stand in direct opposition with rocks and chicken wire on a road to the extractive force that's driving humanity to the point of extinction.
Also on August 27th, starting at 3 p.m., a free mini-festival entitled Sounds Like Summer will take place at Andy Vine's property at 739 Hague Road. A hat for donations to the blockades will circulate throughout the audience, and the event will finish in time for the crowd to relocate to the fundraiser on Hollyhock campus. On Sunday, September 19th, the Cortez Half Marathon will take place, starting at 8:30 a.m. The athletic day is organized by a few local non-professional runners and entirely put on by volunteers. Pledges will cover the basic cost of the run, with all remaining proceeds going to the Ferry Creek anti-old-growth logging protests. Since the RCMP crackdown on the Ferry Creek headquarters camp on Granite Main Road began August 9th, requests from the front lines for any and all kinds of support have become increasingly urgent. The calls are for a higher number of protesters, sharing what's happening through personal networks, as coverage of the events is largely absent from mainstream media, calling on members of the Legislative Assembly to halt old-growth logging, donations of food and equipment, and, of course, monetary funds. The Fairy Creek Protests organization, Last Stand for Forests, has been running a fundraiser campaign for just under 2 months, which has already accrued more than $230,000 from almost 3,000 sympathetic contributors. The campaign write-up says collected funds will cover growing legal costs, relief for personal loss experienced by hundreds of people as their personal property and vehicles have been stolen and damaged by RCMP, and safety and camping equipment for the protection camps, including expensive remote communications devices, such as satellite internet and satellite phones. 5% of the total donated funds is being put aside for a future, local to the region, pay-forward initiative. Over the past few months, there has been a steady stream of Cortez residents, young and old, making their way to the blockades on southern Vancouver Island, protecting some of the last standing old growth in British Columbia. Other ways folks are showing support is by collecting donations of goods to transport to Fairy Creek, as well as independent media coverage of the protests, from interviews with residents returning from the blockades, to podcasts from the Forest Defenders camps, to reporting on ongoing arrests and surrounding issues of contention. I've only got what I've been given, and it is in life. It's mine to keep. I've tried to give everything I can and hope I get everything I need. This report includes excerpts from a come-to-life video of Luke Wallace speaking from the Fairy Creek Old Growth Forest published on his social media accounts, as well as the Awaken Year song, Starting to Become, used with permission from the artists.